Rumble Smoke Podcast, welcome back. Today I'm going to do YFM Melly, the case, whatever. First off, I think this shit should be on Core TV. I don't know, it might be. This a big ass case. This like some motherfucking Tupac and Snoop back in the day type shit. Like this some real life. Like that man really fighting. Like it's a possibility. Like they really gonna get this man the death penalty. Like they put the death penalty. I think at first they said the death penalty was off the board. Then they was like the death penalty back on the board. I don't understand that shit. I'd have been like, oh nigga, take that damn death penalty off. Like fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You know, even with the death penalty, like I said, they're still being that, you know, they still ain't gonna kill him for probably another 15, 20 years, you know what I'm saying? When they do kill him, I think that shit take, I don't think them death penalties be right away like that. Somebody said, yeah, about 15 years before they actually kill him and stuff, but, damn, Slim, like, I'm gonna tell you like this, if I was on Melly's side, I would be hella scared, man. Cause like, I'd be hella scared because this shit is sounding so like the shit that the father was saying. If you gotta watch that clip of the father, how he said that he was like the bullets came from. He was like his son was shot in the left cheek, and he said the other dude, the sack chaser dude that was in the front, he was shot from his left side. So basically it's like, you know, he basically saying like Melly whipped out, you know, from sitting behind the passenger, behind the driver, he whipped out, bang, then turned, bang, like really on some movie ass shit, man. Like that's crazy just when you think about that, like, damn, like, you know, but I don't think so because, you know, for both of them, unless he had two guns, but ain't no way cuz ain't see. The shit was 45 minutes, so ain't no way them niggas was asleep or something. They said it was like when they getting in the car to when they was at the hospital was 40-minute time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, ain't no way they was, like, asleep. So they would have seen some or... At least, or he would have heard. Now, like I said, they probably had the music loud as a motherfucker, but I'm pretty sure at point blank range, you know what I'm saying, the sack chaser dude heard the shot and had to turn like, what the fuck on? And then, you know what I'm saying? So, and then for them both to be shot on the left side, you know, I ain't gonna lie, that right there, I'm like, man, like, he might be gone, because if they able to prove that, then it's another part where they saying that they able to, I don't know how the fuck they able to do this, but they able to prove that the shots came, when the shots hit the car, that supposedly have been the shootout shots or whatever, or the drive-by shots or whatever, they saying that the two rappers was already dead. Like, so it looked like it's staged, like they, you know what I'm saying, like they slumped the bodies over to try to make it look like, you know, they were shot by the, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, young, how the fuck do they? Then they said it's a video. You know, dude was saying people, the father, he was saying people real names because he really know the people. So he was saying like Teresa Mitchell, they gonna have a video with, when he called Teresa Mitchell and said he think that, what you calling them dead, you know what I'm saying? And he on the side of the road, you know? So basically, like, he got out the car. Well, of course, which makes sense because, you know, if he got the gun on him, he got to get out the car. He got to get out with the gun. So that's just regular street shit right there. You know, because I guess that's probably the best thing. That's probably the best thing that saved him, because if he did do it, you know, and he would have threw the joint out the window, you know, they would have found that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, which I think probably would have been the smartest the smartest thing to do, because then you could have been like, you know, you could have proved that, you know, or you would have had at least, your lawyer would have had more work to do to be able to work with him and say like, hey man, these dudes shot my folks right here and left the gun, and they obviously put the gun down and left. You know what I'm saying? As opposed, because if you look at Melly defense, all his lawyer talking about is reasonable doubt. It's like he basically already saying like, yeah, he did that shit, but they case not strong enough telling us, you know, because if you think about it like that, I think bro gonna lose, because yes, it is. That shit is like, the shit they saying is crazy. Like the text messages and shit. And I don't know what the fuck the text messages saying, but they just keep on saying something about the text messages. And I remember, what's the nigga name? The Bama. I think he was managing King Von. That dude. I think he's from Florida or something. He Melly manager and he King Von manager. If you remember, they was kind of grilling him for about a month or two online, saying he was a dumb motherfucker. Why the hell would you give the police his phones? Like, this nigga showed up to a court hearing or a subpoena for them to talk to him or something. He showed up to something with 3-4 phones on him, and they took them bitches. Now that's what he said. They end up taking the jobs. What the fuck did you bring them for? You know what I'm saying? But I think that might have been a lie. They probably told his ass to bring them jokes, and that's how he put it, to try to make it look like, damn, the Fed, they was on their shit and they got me. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people saying he was hot. You know what I'm saying? Saying he was hot or whatever. You know, and like I said, what the hell was you doing with Melly phones? Bro, locked up. Like, what you thought, they was about to let you give him his phones? Like, come on, Slim. Like, so when you think about that, I don't know, cuz, like, then they saying they got a message on IG where niggas is reaching out, everybody talking, and, oh, bro, you good? What's up, man? Talk to me. What's up? And Melly answered one of the jumps and was like, I did that shit. You know, now, the lady was saying, you know, once again, they was using that reasonable doubt shit. The little news bro, like a little court TV rod, talking that, you know, they had a little person talking and shit. So, and she was basically like, well, you still gotta prove that they talking about that. You know what I'm saying? And I think the other guy's lawyer is the white woman that's standing up a lot. And I ain't gonna lie, man, like she mean business. Like, she bringing down a lot of shit. Like, she's bringing down some dude that's a Crip or a Blood. What she said, she said he a Blood, because she said she was basically breaking down that to the jury, that if you look at his messages, he's using B where C is supposed to be at. So that means he a member of the Bloods. So now I don't know who the hell she was breaking this down to B or whatever, but it sound like they trying to say that Melly and them told, like, some young nigga. It sound like he trying to say that Melly and them told some young nigga to make a fake page and say, hey man, we did that shit. Like cop to a murder, like on some hot shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, why would a nigga, and, you know, that's a nigga incriminating himself. That's a nigga incriminating himself on a murder that could possibly get him life. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't think that they. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they would like that. Do it so they think you did it all. You know what I'm saying? And what Melly lawyer is saying is that. What Melly lawyer is basically saying is they didn't even investigate that dude. They kind of just heard what it was, said, oh, you ain't do it? Oh, bet. We know Melly did this shit anyway. You know, like, they trying to just target it on black people. And that's also what the father was saying. He's saying that it just seemed like, he said that all that they were trying to do was put in their heads that, hey man, this is just a white man trying to take a black kid down. He's up and coming, and you know how they do. And you know, they basically like, nah, we ain't trying to hear all that. And I don't know, man. It seemed like to me the father, I think he just off his rocker right now, because he's not really listening to what he's saying in his own self. Like you just said that you have a daughter that's saying free Melly. So nigga, if she ain't no charges, this girl is not gonna listen and say. This girl is not gonna listen and say. I think she talked to the driver, which is, you remember, it was four members. It's Melly and then it's three other dudes. Now, one of the other dudes was driving. That's also a wife and Melly. He one of the guys too. But I think he was talking to the sister of one of the guys that got killed. Or that they got like the same dad or something like that. Yeah, the same dad. One of the dudes that got killed, he also got a sister that talks to the other guy. So that's what he was saying. He was like, the dude got her all hypnotized up and shit or whatever. He got her, you know what I'm saying? She going against her own. She praying for her own brother's killer. But what he don't know is, bro, you a old head, fool. Like, you a old head. You not in these kids. You not on what these kids is on. Like, you don't know what's really going on. That girl probably really know what's really, really real. You know what I'm saying? And which is that Slim and Cuz was on some snake ass shit, or from what I was hearing, the dark skinned nigga, they said the dark skinned nigga used to talk to wife and Melly mother, so he gotta be a lot older than them niggas. Like, I think they said Cuz like a good 6-7 years older than them. He was sleeping with the man mother, he was sleeping with Melly mother, Slim. So you know he on some different shit. He already was a for real op for real. So in a young nigga mind right now, like you not about to be out here this young talking to my mother, Slim, and being with me. That's lame as hell. You know what I'm saying? So dude was older, and then his son, unfortunately, his son was probably an innocent bystander that was rocking with bruh. So he had to go too. You see what I'm saying? Like, cause his son seemed cool. Like, I didn't really listen to him like that, but his son seemed cool. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, he probably was just an innocent bystander, you know, and them two felt this way and these two felt this way. You know what I'm saying? Cause anytime, come on, think about it, bro. That's her brother. You think she gonna really be that hypnotized? I could see if she was talking to Mel, if she was dealing with Melly, if that was Melly's girl, but no, she dealing with the other one. So of course, if it was, she was going, she, come on, man. She gonna stand on business for her brother, man. At least in her heart and her mind, like, females ain't that. Nah, bro, that girl like a good girl, man. If she feeling that type of way, it's because she probably knows shit that you don't know. And she know really what happened and really like, damn, that was fucked up when they did that, woo-woo. These niggas don't be doing nothing to actually help and push and motivate this label. They not doing none of the work for this label. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Not saying that that's a reason to kill somebody, but like, you don't know what, how shit going. Like, they, that money that he talked, like, he really knew all the numbers and all this shit. This guy's supposed to get $125,000. He's supposed to get $150,000. He's supposed to get $2 million. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just sound bitter as shit coming off a bunch of patched up. Cause who the fuck really telling their parents everything? That's saying out here in the street. You think he was out here telling you about when he was dogging niggas and shit like that? No, they telling you, you getting beat, you getting a parent section of what's going on. If he was such a good kid, come on, because you know, come on now. So, all your story, even your little kids now, you're getting a patched up story. You ain't getting the, he ain't tell you about the time when, right before the little kid smacked him, he elbowed the little kid in the chest. And you know what I'm saying? And then the reaction came, and then he reacted again. He ain't telling you that. That's just how it works. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that father, he got to take a step back. Like, he want Melody to get the death penalty. That ain't going to do nothing for your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like the news lady asked him, she was like, "Damn, sir, it sounds like you've lost two kids." Yeah, bruh. And them sending Melly up the road, you ain't gonna get two kids. You about to lose three. That's another kid about to be gone. You know, the shit is over with. You know what I'm saying? For the strength of his daughter, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not gonna make, cause what the judge say, no. It's not gonna make them think that, you know, it just seemed like a lot of shit about money with him, bro. Like, he was saying shit like, "Oh, they came up here, gave $20,000 to this nigga mother, $14,000 to this person money mother." And he's I'm looking at it like, shit, they like, shit, we get him like 35,000 and we keep 500 million. You know what I'm saying? Just like all these numbers and shit, bro. Like, he just seemed like he wants some money, man. Like, you know, I understand, you know, you probably feel like, you know, you took his son, you know, you took his investment plan, or, you know, his way out, you know what I'm saying? And now he forced to probably get up and go to work now, when he, you know, where it was looking like his son was about to take him to the top, and, you know, in that easy, good life. And now he probably out here, like you said, they piecing their shit together, because that probably was they dependent. You know what I'm saying? The money he probably was getting, he was probably bringing, he seemed like a good dad, a, you know, positive son. You know, and, you know, like I said, I don't see no, now that sack chasing nigga, that motherfucker, like, he was on all board. If you a nigga, you know, when you look at that nigga, a nigga like that, that nigga looked like he probably was on all bullshit. Think about it, bro. This nigga talking to this man, mother, Slim. I seen a picture of him and the dude mother together. When I recorded on this back in the day, I said, man, this shit way deeper than what we think. And that him dealing with, man, that shit could have had something to do with his mother. You know what I'm saying? His mother could have had something to do with that shit. And that's why she's so full of effect on this shit, because she like, my son did, you know what I'm saying? On some Tasha, Tyreek type shit. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is, though, man. But like I said, we're going to call this part one. That's just how I'm feeling. But me personally, I'm scared for the nigga Melly, man. Like, it just seemed like his defense team, they just try and say, like, look, man, they ain't do a good job of what they do of their job. And then, but they ain't saying shit about he ain't do it or prove it, like, nah, man, he couldn't have did that when he was here, and woo-woo, his alibi is this, and, you know what I'm saying? But them, it's different. It's different. It's like, they got concrete, step-by-step evidence. Look at